fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear, from out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll Silver! Forward!
A blizzard swept out of the north and beat across the plains. The howling wind drove great gusts of snow against Widow Carey's small ranch house, lashed the faces of four troopers who reined up in front of the house.
Hold on.
Sergeant, are you sure this is the Carey house?
It's got to be.
This is a fine night to be out hunting a deserter.
I wish I was back home where the sun shines all winter.
Cheer up, boys. Maybe we'll be on the firing squad when we catch that deserter.
Oh, my hands almost froze.
Stick them beneath your shirt.
Macy and Hawks will stay with the horses. Stevens, you and accompany me.
Right.
Sergeant, don't you suppose all four of us could go inside?
You heard my orders. Come on, Stevens.
The horses don't like the storm any better than we do.
Leastwise, they've got fur coats. Where did
they come? Someone's moving around inside the house, Sergeant.
I hear them.
You suppose Jack Carey would be fool enough to come straight home after deserting from the army?
I don't know.
He'd realize that this is the first place we'd look for him.
He didn't have a horse. Might stop here to get one. Someone's coming to the door.
I sure hope it's warm inside that house.
Yes? Oh, soldiers.
Mrs. Carey?
Yes?
I'm Sergeant Brelt. May we step in?
Yes, Sergeant, of course. Do come in. It's a frightful night to be riding. Those men with you?
They'll stay to guard the horses. Better close the door.
Have you lost your way to Fort Benton?
No, ma'am. We haven't lost our way. We just came from the fort.
Oh.
We came to get your son.
My son? Jack?
He's here, isn't he?
Why, no. No, he isn't here. As far as I know, he's at the fort.
I'm sorry to have to tell you, Mrs. Carey, but he's not at the fort. He deserted.
Jack, deserted? Oh, no.
Furthermore, when he left, a payroll of $3,000 left with him.
You mean, Sergeant, do you mean to say my son stole a payroll? I can't believe it.
He's here, Mrs. Carey. We'll take him back with us.
Oh, there's a mistake, Sergeant. There must be a mistake. Jack's not a deserter. He wouldn't quit, and he certainly wouldn't steal the payroll.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but those are the facts.
He's not the only one, Mrs. Carey. We've had half dozen men desert from Fort Benton.
You see, Mrs. Carey, there was a man named Dealer, Dirk Dealer. He was the first to leave. He's hiding out somewhere in the hills. The captain thinks the men who left after he did joined him.
A regular outlaw band.
But not my boy. No. No, I...
Is Private Carey here?
No. No, he isn't, Sergeant Brown.
Then have I your permission to search the house?
Can't you take my word, sir?
Yes, Mrs. Carey, I'd be glad to take your word, but... Well, Captain will ask if I made a search, and the only
thing
that... I
give you my word, Jack is not here.
Mrs. Carey, what's on the other side of that door?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's only a storeroom. Please believe me.
Sergeant Brown!
Open the door, Stevens.
Sergeant Brown!
What is it, Hawks?
Macy and I just went around to the lee side of the house to get out of the wind.
Oh, what about it?
Two horses are standing there.
What?
Wait, listen to
Big
me.
Big horses.
Dirk Dealer and Jack Carey.
No,
Stevens,
no, no.
Search this house.
Please.
Back to that storeroom.
Never mind.
Hey,
who's that? One of Dealer's gang.
No.
You're covered.
They closed that door. Mrs. Carey has no one to cut firewood for.
Close it, Hawks. Now then, you give an account of yourself.
I came here expecting to meet a young friend of mine. He isn't here, so I've got to ride on and look for him. He may be lost in the storm.
Who is he?
One of our deserters?
No, he's too young for the army.
You were hiding from us.
Simply because I didn't want to lose time making a lot of explanations.
Sergeant Bell, this man
with your permission, Sergeant, we'll leave with the door from the storeroom.
We?
Tonto and I.
You'll do nothing the sort.
I won't leave without your permission.
Why, you... Get him! Stop him! Open that door! He's bolted it!
I'll shoot the bolt away. Hawks, go out the front. Tell Macy to stop him.
Right.
Go on, Stevens. Shoot the bolt.
Macy!
That did it.
Hey, what's this?
Oh. Let it go. Hold it. We'll fire.
Get him up. Oh.
Fire!
Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into the teeth of the storm at a fast clip until they were certain the troopers wouldn't overtake them. Then they changed to a strength-saving gait as they headed in the direction from which Dan Reed had come. When they entered Kent Canyon, they found shelter from the wind. For the first time, conversation was possible.
You think something happened to Dan?
Dan's pretty capable, Tonto. I think we'll find him somewhere in this canyon waiting for the storm to die down.
Plenty sheltered place here.
We'll watch for a campfire. No, sorry to hear about Jack Carey.
Him not bad feller.
Can't understand his case. His army record has been good.
That's right.
No, I don't think he left for the same reason that those others did. I doubt if Jack would want to join Dirk Dealer's gang.
Oh, maybe him want easy life, easy money.
I don't know, Tonto.
Why army not catch Dirk Dealer?
Scouts have been combing this country for weeks trying to find him.
Plenty good hiding places around here.
He's holed up somewhere in the hills.
Tonto. Maybe him...
Tonto, look at the south wall of the canyon. See if you catch a glimmer of a fire.
Me see it.
That's where we're going.
No use talking to me, Dan Reed. I'm through with the army.
Jack, why don't you take a blanket to the back of the cave and get some sleep? We can talk in the morning.
Sleep? I've been sleeping. I was sleeping when you found me in the snow and dragged me in here. I don't want to sleep now. I want to talk.
But golly, you had a narrow escape. You might have frozen to death.
I know, I know. You saved my life.
I wasn't thinking of
that. Maybe you shouldn't have done it. Maybe you should have let me die. You're so fond of the army.
But, Jack,
I once thought the way you do. I thought living with brave men and wearing a proud uniform, I didn't know the hardships of it.
Jack, why don't you
sleep? Frozen hands, standing guard in winter, chasing redskins. It's a job for men, stronger than I am. I couldn't do it. I wasn't man enough. I was just plain yellow.
I think...
It's troopers. They're looking for me. I've got to get away. I've got to get away.
No, Jack. Those are my friends.
While Tonto attended the horses at the rear of the large cave in the canyon, The Lone Ranger heard how Dan Reed had found the young deserter unconscious in the snow.
And you didn't run away to join Dirk Dealer's gang?
No, of course I didn't. I wasn't one of that crook's pals.
I'm glad of that.
Dealer was a crook before he went into the army.
Yes, I know.
His gang was broken up, so he enlisted. Then he found some fellas that were willing to join him in a new gang. He deserted as soon as I got the chance.
Did Dealer try to get you in his gang?
Well, he spoke to me about it. I told him no. But what's it to you? Why are you interested in Dealer?
I'm not interested in you.
Oh.
I was in your house when Sergeant Brout came looking for you.
And my mother knows?
Yeah, she wouldn't believe the sergeant.
I don't suppose she would. She... Oh, hang it.
You didn't stop to think very far, did you?
No. I reckon not. I saw a couple of my friends brought in dead. Indian arrows in their backs. I got to wondering why I put up with all the hardships.
So you ran away?
Yes. I was in the office thinking about it. Then the captain came in with the payroll money. He told me to lock it up. And he went out. I was alone. I thought of what I could do if I was free with all that money. I went to the gate. There wasn't a guard in sight. I don't know where the guard was. I just walked out.
Then you did steal the payroll money?
Yes. I was out of the fort before I realized it.
Where is the money now?
I hid it near the mouth of this canyon.
You came all this way on foot?
Yes. I had a lot of time to think. I guess I'm ready for you to take me back.
No, I'm not going to take you back.
You're not?
No.
But maybe if I went back alone, explain to the captain...
How can you explain?
They shoot deserters, don't they?
Yes.
If I go back, I'll be shot. If I don't go back, I'll have to hide out for the rest of my life, alone, or with Dirk Dealer's gang. Dirk Dealer, that scum. I'd sooner be shot by a firing squad of soldiers than join him.
Oh, 1 minute, Jack.
Yeah?
Could you join Dirk Dealer if you wanted to?
I'd sooner die.
Answer my question, boy.
Well, guess I could.
How could you locate him?
Well, he'd locate me, the same as he did the other deserters. He told me that if I wanted to join up with him, he'd know it.
Now, listen to me. Army rules are rigid. Few men get a second chance to be a soldier. Do you want a second chance?
What good would it do if I wanted it?
I hear horses in the canyon.
Now, look out.
I can see something moving over there against the snow.
Four riders, troopers. Dan, fellow, saddle up.
Right. They'll see the fire.
Well, we've got to hurry. Steady there, Silver.
Steady, Victor.
You ride with me, Jack.
But where? Why?
You got that second chance. Hurry, Tonto. Let's go.
Approach that campfire with caution. Hawks, you stay 5 paces back.
All right, sir. That seems to be a cave.
It's a logical place for Carrie to hide.
He's a fool to have a fire like that.
Probably didn't expect us to come this far tonight.
Sergeant, 3 horses coming from the cave. That's the same voice, the masked man.
I want him and those with him. Come on.
Get in. Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back.
Now, to continue our story. The day after Jack Terry's desertion from the Army post at Fort Benton, a sad-faced woman stood before the desk in Captain Boyd's office.
I understand that my boy stole $3,000, Captain Boyd. I can get that much for my property. Would you let me repay the amount?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Carey. Very sorry. But that isn't the Army way.
I thought perhaps if the money was repaid, his desertion wouldn't be dealt with so harshly.
His desertion is more serious than the theft of the money. Your son was a soldier, Mrs. Carey. He'll have to take a soldier's punishment when he's captured.
A soldier's punishment?
I'm terribly sorry.
You don't mean...
Mrs. Carey, your son is the sixth deserter. I have reason to believe that all six abandoned under the leadership of a crook named Dealer. There must be an example made. I have let it be known that the penalty for desertion will be extreme.
Extreme?
The same as in time of war. The firing squad. Yes?
Sergeant Ralph reporting, sir.
Come in, Sergeant.
How do you do, Mrs. Carey?
Good morning, Sergeant.
What have you to report, Sergeant?
Shall I report now?
Yes, Sergeant. Mrs. Carey is leaving. I'm sorry I can't give you a happier word, Mrs. Carey.
Captain, I suppose there's no use me trying to tell you that I'm sure Jack would never join those crooks.
Whether he does or not, Mrs. Carey, he remains a deserter.
I know.
Oh, I wish there were extenuating circumstances, but there aren't.
I understand, Captain.
She's wrong, Captain.
Wrong?
Private Carey did join a gang.
Make your report, Sergeant.
We found a masked man at the Carey Ranch last night, but he got away from us.
Indeed.
We followed the trail through the blizzard. He and another rider went to Kent Canyon. They had a camp in the cave. Now they heard us coming and lit out. When they rode away, there was another rider, three horses. And Private Carey was riding double with the masked man.
And you let them get away from you? Well,
Captain, our horses had battled a storm for hours.
Oh, I see.
The trail will be snowed over by this time.
Well, maybe you can pick up new trails in the hills. That's where the Dealer gang hides out. And beyond a doubt, that's where Carey went.
The trouble is, sir, the wind swept a lot of those trails clear of snow. Won't be easy to find tracks. Dealer knows those hills.
Of course he does. That's why he's hard to find.
He can watch people who enter the hills and remain unseen. Now, if we didn't have uniforms, we might have a better chance of finding him. He wouldn't suspect
that
we...
Take as many men as you need, Sergeant, and scour those hills. Bring back the deserters.
Jack Carey made his way through the hills on foot. He'd been traveling alone since early morning when he and the Lone Ranger had parted company. He kept a close watch on all sides but saw no sign of Dirk Dealer or any of his gang. He was therefore surprised when the man he sought appeared quite suddenly at a bend in the trail.
Hold there, boy. Hold there, fella.
What? Hold there. Dirk Dealer.
Well, so you finally got enough of the Army life, huh, Carey?
What's it look like, Dealer?
You made off with some cash, too, didn't you?
How did you know?
Yeah, I heard all about it. My men get around. I knew about your escape from the fort a couple hours after sunrise this morning.
Oh.
I had a report from one of my men a couple hours ago. He saw you. A
couple of hours ago?
Sure thing. I've had my eye on you ever since. I wanted to make sure you were here alone.
I see. You don't take any chances, do you, Dealer?
No. Yeah. You acted like you were looking for something, Carey.
You talked to me before you left Fort Benton. Remember?
Yeah.
You said something about joining your gang.
Yeah, so I did. You weren't interested then.
You didn't have a gang then. You were just talking about forming
them. I'm through talking.
So I hear.
Would you be interested in anything I've got to offer?
I'm on the prowl.
I know that.
I need a horse or two, a place to stay. And something to do with my time. Something that'll pay off.
You got cash to pay for those things. There was $3,000 in that payroll.
Yeah, I got cash.
I can furnish a good man with a horse or two, a place to stay, where it's safe from lawmen and soldiers. ain't something to do with your time.
I said something that'll pay off.
It'll pay off. It'll pay off big when we start moving. Mm-hmm. We're just organizing now.
Maybe we could get together.
Hey, Carrie, you want to throw in with us?
Do you think I've been walking through these hills for exercise?
You got that 3,000 with you?
This sack on my shoulder doesn't hold food.
Yeah. Here, steady, boy. Hey, come on, Carrie. Climb up behind my saddle.
All right.
And we'll join the rest of the boys. Get up there. Come on.
The Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto were in the hills, sheltered by a lean-to made of evergreen boughs. They took turns standing watch through the long hours of the night. They scanned the surrounding hills all the following day. And then, as darkness gathered again...
Kimasabi.
What is it, Tonto?
Stand right here. Look where Tonto point.
Where?
That way. Look straight over black rock on side of hill. You see it?
I see something. Could be a campfire.
Here are the binoculars.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Is it a campfire?
Let me get these adjusted.
I think...
Yes.
It fire?
Yes.
Golly!
The saddle, though.
Me get it.
Have to hurry. Steady there, Silver.
Here, saddle.
Thanks.
If you ride fast, you might overtake the soldiers.
I don't want to overtake them, Dan. There's a sergeant in charge. Steady, boy.
You don't want to.
I want to reach the fort and talk to the captain before the detachment returns. That does it, Tonto.
That's good.
You two mount up and head for that campfire. I'll join you. Steady, be
right.
Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger no longer tried to hide the tracks of his horse. The mighty strides of the gallant Silver, traveling at top speed, were sharp and clear in the snow.
Come on, Silver!
The masked man guided Silver through a valley and then over another hill to go around the troopers and get ahead of them. Then he set a beeline for the fort.
Captain Boyd, does the man...
Has Sergeant Peralta returned?
No, sir, not yet. But there's a man who insists on seeing you. He's masked.
Masked?
Thanks, Corporal. Thanks for announcing me.
See here, you can't
What's
come
the
in.
Meaning of this?
Captain Boyd, your troopers are returning without prisoners.
But you,
They haven't masked. Found the dealer gang. They haven't even found Private Carey.
Captain, should I put
Just
this...
Just a minute. Who are you?
I can help you if you'll listen to me.
You can, eh?
Captain Boyd, I must speak to you alone.
Very well.
Oh, the Corporal.
Close the door, Corporal. Stand guard outside.
Now, I want to tell you about Jack Carey.
It was late at night when Dan and Tonto neared the snow-covered top of the hill on which a beacon fire burned brightly.
Look, Tonto. See how the snow's banked up on three sides of the fire?
Fire only seen from one direction.
It's Jack, all right. Jack!
Hello!
Get him up, Scout. Get him up, fella.
Come on, Victor. Come on.
Move, fella.
Golly, Jack, I'm glad to see you. We waited all last night for you to signal us.
I knew you'd be waiting. I had trouble getting away from the rest of the gang.
You find gang all right?
Well, dealer found me, just as we thought he would.
Oh.
I know where the hideout is. Is that friend of yours on the way?
I hope so.
We come here slow, save strength of horses.
Well, I hope your friend gets here soon. It's hard to find wood enough to keep the fire going. It's all buried under the snow.
Now that we're here, we can help you find it.
Good. I hope you can
Wait.
Get...
I hear hoofs on the snow.
I can't see anyone down below.
Hoofs come from other direction.
Oh, golly.
There's your trainer.
It's Dealer.
Other fellas with him.
He's coming here. What do we do?
Wait. And we see what happened.
Oh,
what's the idea of leaving camp?
Hello, Dealer.
Steady, boy.
Yeah, who's these?
Well, these are my friends.
Keep guns on them, boys. We don't want to take no chances.
All right,
yeah. I'll have a talk with this new member. Carrie, what's that fire for?
Well, I
A signal, huh?
Well, I want to let these two know where to find me.
Why?
I told you, they're my friends.
So you banked a fire with snow on three sides. You didn't want me to see it, did you?
Well, I thought you wouldn't understand.
I understand, all right. Now, who are you signaling?
These two.
Why?
Because I wanted them to join me here. Why do you think I'd signal them?
Hey, Diggler! I think I hear someone coming.
Here? How about it, Carrie?
Well,
let me have the truth, or I'll have the boys blast your two friends. Hold your gun steady, boys.
I know where someone's coming, boss.
He's coming from over there.
Let him come. That redskin dropped him.
Not yet.
Adam Dime, Adam Jack.
Double cross him.
Catching the crook by surprise, Tonto, Jack, and Dan put up a good fight for the first few seconds. Then the Lone Ranger charged. He, too, was in the battle. He and his three friends against the dealer gang. Odds of 2-1. Jack Carey went down under a single sledgehammer blow. Dan screamed a warning.
Look out behind you!
Right, Dan!
Then, as Dealer's renegades began to gain the upper hand... the troopers charged. The odds were quickly reversed. The captain drew his saber.
That's enough, Dealer! Move and I'll run your through.
No, I surrender. I give up, I tell you.
How is he?
He's regaining consciousness now.
Golly, Jack took an awful rap on the head. I saw it.
Oh, him not what, serious.
What happened?
Harry, take it easy.
Captain. Captain Boyd, I...
Oh, don't try to stand.
But the dealer gang.
They're all captured, Carrie.
Good. I'm ready to go back, sir.
Carrie, Army regulations are strict.
Yes, sir. I know. I can show you where to find the money I stole. In dealer's camp.
It's a good thing for you that the masked man explains your actions.
He explained?
For the purposes of the record, I must assume some of the credit for capturing this gang. I must claim to have sent you on a special mission to join the gang and signal us.
You mean, sir, I'm...
You ought to have another chance, Carrie. Will you make good?
Captain Boyd, I gave my word to the Lone Ranger that I'd make good. I'll give my word to you.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.